Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Oregon has Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein of the IFC hit Portlandia, a series that spoofs the ways of that Pacific Northwest city.
I'm going to ask you just one more time, and it's local.
It is.
Is that USDA organic or Oregon organic or Portland organic?
It's just all across the board organic.
The hazelnuts, these are local.
And now Maryland has Emily Eaglin and Ivan Figgs and their new show, Marylandia. They're two student filmmakers from UMBC, University of Maryland, Baltimore County, who won a Linehan Summer Research Grant to create the community-focused sketch comedy show Marylandia. The web series looks at social justice issues like police brutality and transgender rights with a comic edge in the vein of Key and Peele, Saturday Night Live, and of course, the series that inspired it, Portlandia. Both of the creators, both starting their third year at UMBC, are here with me in the studio. Emily Eaglin and Ivan Figgs, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Tell me about the inspiration for the idea, how the shows like Portlandia influenced the style of your show.
I had the idea for Marylandia in my head ever since I was in high school, basically. And it was kind of like one of my big ideas that I never really thought could come to fruition until I was out of college or already in the field and all that kind of stuff. So we are both really huge fanatics of Key and Peele and Portlandian shows like that. And we're also really big activists in the city. So we wanted to bring our two loves together. And thanks to the grants that you mentioned, we were able to do that this summer.
What is the big idea? You said it was one of your big ideas.
Yes.
What is it that you want to accomplish with this?
A sketch comedy show that is geared towards education and is geared towards giving back to the community. A portion of the grant money each episode goes towards community-related causes that the episode has to do with, and it's cited in the credits, so we want to also encourage other people to include the community in their art projects.
Yeah, I want to ask you more about that, but I'd like listeners to hear a bit of what you do. Your show tackles a lot of polarizing topics and issues of social justice like transgender rights. Here's a clip.
What you say?
You are so much prettier than me.
What we hear.
You're even prettier than me, and I'm a real woman.
That was from the third episode, which focused on gender identity. Ivan, how do you choose the topics?
You know, we are both very passionate about, the Black Lives Matter movement and, rights for transgender people because, communities that we, love people in and have a lot of respect for. So things that are on people's minds right now, with the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing, that sort of came into the limelight. So, that was on people's minds. So we decided to do an episode that tackled that, although we actually had already been planning that before that happened.
But why try to approach it with comedy? Why not do a documentary?
We are all about representing the underrepresented. And a lot of the times when you tell it to people straight, if they don't agree with you, they might kind of just brush it off. And for me, when I am laughing along with a joke, especially if it's about a relevant topic, such as gender rights or racial equality, if I find myself laughing about it, I know that I'm co-signing on to what it's saying and agreeing with it. And sometimes issues such as police brutality and protesting and, transgender rights, they can be very exasperating. Like, the fight can be very exasperating, and it's really nice to take a step back from it and be able to laugh at, certain elements. Like, we don't make jokes about police brutality, but we do make sketches on the protests and, the volunteers, because that's us, We're out there in Baltimore, and we're protesting just with everybody else.
So you're, in a way, you're mocking yourself.
Yeah.
Because we have this sketch now, that's what I call privilege, in which I play a very
privileged white guy.
Privileged white guy. You end up with the comedy, you end up reaching people you might not have reached otherwise. There are certain people, who might never want to read an article about white privilege, because so many people think it's imaginary.
But they'll watch that Key and Peele sketch.
They'll watch.
Yeah, and for me, it's all about calling people out with respect and love, and I feel like there's a lot of love in my comedy, and when I, you know, make fun of a certain type of person, I present that person in a way where they are not to be hated, but it's kind of like, oh, that's like really ridiculous, but I see the flaw in what that person is doing in their actions. So my philosophy is like, let me be able to call you out. You can call me out just as much, and let's laugh about it, but let's never repeat those behaviors again because they can be hurtful.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Emily Eaglin and Ivan Figgs, UMBC undergraduates and creators of the web series Marylandia, a sketch comedy show with a community focus. You mentioned giving back part of the grant money. Tell me more about that.
Yes. So we are very selective in terms of selecting local causes to give money back to. When we did our Baltimore Uprising episode, we chose the Baltimore Education Scholarship Trust, which is a scholarship trust for young African-American students in the city to give that money to. And then the second episode, we donated to the Trans Lifeline as well as a maternity wear that is for non-binary people in terms of gender. So it's called an alternity wear, and that is a local cause too, and they're called Butch Baby and Co. So we're really selective in giving back to the community. You know, there's a lot of really great stuff going on in the state and even Baltimore. I know you guys have covered the murals that are going on in Sandtown, and we see that stuff going on and we want to celebrate it, and we want to be very inclusive in the community, in what we do in art and film.
You mentioned, Emily, that you thought when you had this big idea that you'd never wouldn't be able to do it, presumably for years.
Yeah.
What changed, other than the grant money?
Yeah.
Is that it?
It has to do with the grant money. It has to do with, I guess, some success that I garnered over a film I did last year called Future Children. And it kind of, the experience of being on the news and having the spotlight on me kind of got me in a place where I was like, okay, you know, people might want to hear what I have to say, even if I'm not this big name. So I was, you know, I was like, what do I have to lose going out for this grant? And I asked Ivan, and he was on board. You know, we're really just a team of two, but we have a lot of really great friends, and the community is so supportive. Everyone I've asked to be a part of the show has said yes without hesitation. And so it's just knowing that everyone here is there for us. And as I said earlier, I want to encourage other people that if you have that big idea, you know, don't let anything stop you from going for it now.
So you got a summer research grant, but we're heading into the fall. What happens to Marylandia after the summer?
We have, after the semester starts, I think 2 episodes planned.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I think it's sort of about if people want to see more of it.
Yeah, and sharing it. We really want to get the project out right now so that more people do see it and can get involved.
Well, good luck. Have a good time.
Thank you so much.
Emily Eaglin and Ivan Figgs, student filmmakers from UMBC. Their sketch comedy series is called Marylandia. The first 4 episodes can be seen on the YouTube channel A Million Wishes. We have a link to it on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Also, a link to the Marylandia Facebook page. And our thanks to Scott Seiss for his work in producing this segment. I'm Sheila Cast.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio,
WYPR, in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Johnny McCone
and Connor Graham.
We have production help from
Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Tomorrow is September 3rd, the day in Maryland history in 1838 when a tall slave called Frederick Augustus Washington Bailey, who'd been working on the waterfront, disguised himself as a free black sailor and hopped a train heading north. His fake papers fooled the train's conductor, and after 24 hours and several heart-stopping alarms, he arrived in New York, then traveled on to Massachusetts. To better evade slave catchers, the fugitive changed his name to Frederick Douglass. We're back on Friday. Please join us.